California has the nation's largest state prison system. Decades of violence, overcrowding, and poor management have left the system on the verge of a federal takeover. To head that off, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is calling for sweeping reform, and he's turned the state's adult prisons over to a mild-mannered warden who made a name for herself at one of the country's toughest prisons, San Quentin. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, Warden Jeannie Woodford shifted the focus from punishment to rehabilitation.
At San Quentin's night school, inmates fill their classes to near capacity. There's English, American government, philosophy, as well as basic literacy and math.
So what are the profits here?
10,000.
That's right.
Rachman Green tutors a fellow inmate. He's a lifer who earned his Associate of Arts degree inside San Quentin, the only California state prison where that's possible. Mention the name Jeannie Woodford, and Green breaks out with a broad and convincing smile.
She wasn't afraid of the inmates. She would come down here by herself. She would walk this line and talk to you. Other wards needed other people to walk with them. So that tells you right there about her.
She was smarter than the average bear when she was walking around here. She knows if you educate, you're not coming back to prison.
Wolf, a Vietnam veteran, is another lifer.
But if you bring in programs like Miss Woodford allowed here, violence goes down. I've been here since April 17, 1993. There's not been a gunshot fired on the main line here. Not one gunshot.
Jeannie Woodford knows what it's like to work her way up from the bottom. She joined the California prison system fresh out of college and came to work at San Quentin as a prison guard. Back then in 1978, California, like the rest of the nation, was getting tough on crime. But Woodford remembers how the practice of locking up prisoners for fixed terms backfired.
And so we started to see more and more younger people coming into the prison who did not have the incentives to behave themselves. And they were coming in with longer terms. They were coming in street gang members. So the violence quickly increased.
And with the violence came long periods of lockdowns, which choked off vocational training classes. Over time, college classes, provided at taxpayer expense, were eventually outlawed. And Woodford, working her way up the chain of command, was learning a lesson.
My history at that particular prison led to my belief that if you're impacting that offender, the potential for impacting that offender's children and their family can stop the cycle of crime and stop victimization. And that really is true public safety.
5 years ago, Jeannie Woodford became San Quentin's warden, the first woman ever to hold the job. And she reinvigorated the prison's educational and training programs, not with taxpayer dollars, but with the help of about 3,000 community and nonprofit volunteers.
Okay. Is anybody here for the first time? It's good.
The volunteers teach everything from yoga to anger management to college courses. On a recent day, about a dozen inmates meet voluntarily to discuss their past and potential future.
You know, my story is I'm a convicted murderer. I took another human life, senselessly, tragically. Why? Because I was a violent man.
Robin, who is serving a life sentence, is an example of how some inmates have actually become role models.
You know, if there's something that I could convey to any one of you in this class, is that violence can stop. You know, I have a 19-year-old son who has never been in any type of contact with law enforcement. His father has been in prison all of his life, and my son is not violent. That's a blessing to me, and I want to be a good example to him.
Woodford's programs may have brought calm to parts of San Quentin, but in fact there is plenty of strife behind these walls. And the truth is, only a small percentage of inmates participate in the programs Jeannie Woodford fostered, because they are not mandatory. Nevertheless, she definitely had a track record that appealed to Arnold Schwarzenegger when he wanted a new chief to run the state adult prisons, and he had to persuade her to take the job.
I was asked more than once, that is true.
She says she was worried about two things: the potential impact on her family and whether Governor Schwarzenegger was genuinely committed to rehabilitation.
Governor Schwarzenegger said corrections ought to correct. And to have a governor say that, and to say it in public, too, just let me know that this was the right governor and the right time to bring changes to the Department of Corrections in the state of California.
But can Woodford do what so many others haven't? Fix a prison system that is universally criticized for being out of control? It has one of the highest recidivism rates in the nation, with more than 60% of inmates who are released from prison going back within 3 years. Barry Crisberg, president of the National Center on Crime and Delinquency in Oakland, California, says he thinks Woodford has a chance to turn the system around.
Gene Woodford was an outstanding warden. And when the governor says, I don't believe our system is correcting anybody, he's right. Well, he's put somebody in place who understands at least something about how you'd bring about a change, but at the level of one prison.
And now, says Crisberg, Woodford's job is to reform 31 other prisons. She plans to do that by making rehabilitation, not punishment, the mission of California prisons. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Tomorrow, how California can afford to fix its prisons, even with its huge deficit.